الحمد لله وحده والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده أما بعد. The time and day we live in, everyone wants to make a nasihat. Every person wants to become a preacher, to become an inviter. Every person wants to give waaz and bayans and lectures. Everyone wants to be on the minbar of the Prophet alayhi salatu wassalam. Everyone wants their voice to be heard. Nothing wrong with that. That is a duty of a Muslim. A duty is to make amar bil ma'roof wa nahi anil munkar. That is a sifat of a mu'min. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made it clear. كنتم خير أمة أخرجت للناس تأمرون بالمعروف وتنهون عن المنكر وتؤمنون بالله. So that is a duty of a Muslim that he must invite. But then we begin to wonder and ponder. There are ample amounts of nasihats, ample amounts of bayans and wazes, advices being given day in and day out, night and day. But there is no effect. What is the reason we do not see the effect of all those lectures and bayans and wazes and advices? One ayat, one verse used to change entire communities. Just a verse used to change a tribe. People used to come into Islam. Just one nasihat used to have such a tremendous effect on the heart of the listeners. And now we listen to so much. So there is a lack of something, a shortcoming, a weakness. Sometimes it is within the speaker himself that he does not seem to have that ikhlas. He does not have that nur in his heart, in his qalb, which may have an impact on the heart of the listeners. The awliya Allah, the awliya, many of them didn't give any speeches, any lectures, any bayans, any wazis. Their silence was a speech. They said many, many words in their silence. And that had an impact because they had nur in their qulub, in their hearts. So sometimes it is the weakness and shortcomings in the speaker that the speaker is interested in name. He is interested in fame, in wah, wah. MashaAllah, what a powerful speaker. What a great speaker. What a great orator. And sometimes the weakness lies within the listeners, the sami'een, that they are not there with the correct intention. They are not there sitting attentively listening. They are not there sitting with the intention to find within them the problem, the disease, so they can remedy it. They are not there to take the prescription from that physician and doctor who is prescribing the medication to cure the spiritual illness. Hazrat Maulana Yunus Patil, rahmatullahi alayh, used to say that it is the organizers of these events and conferences, of such events, conferences, conventions, that are at fault. That they have different motives to make as much monetary gain as possible. In these conventions and conferences and gatherings, fees are charged. Deen is not a thing to be commercialized. Deen is not a thing we can commercialize. I'm not talking about halal or haram. I'm talking about, why is there not an impact? Why is there not an effect on the hearts, on the qulub of the sami'een, of the listeners? Listen very carefully. क्यों आह में कुछ तासीर नहीं, क्यों आह में कुछ तासीर नहीं, क्या इश्क से दिल मजरूह नहीं, जब नूर नहीं खुद ही दिल में, मिंबर पे वो क्या बरसेंगे, जब नूर नहीं खुद ही दिल में, मिंबर पे वो क्या बरसेंगे। अल्लाहु अकबर। Why is there no effect in our ah anymore? Is there no ishq of Allah in our hearts? Has our heart not become wounded in the ishq of Allah and His Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam? Because when the heart becomes wounded with the ishq and love and muhabbat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then that ah will also be a deep-hearted ah. There will be effect. In other words, there will be effect in those nasihats. There will be effect in those advices. There will be effect in those bayans. Baat mein taaseer hogi. Because there will be noor in the qulub. Because there will be noor in the heart. जब नूर ही नहीं खुद ही दिल में, मिंबर पे वो क्या बरसेंगे। When the people that are on the mimbar Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam, on the pulpit of the Prophet alaihi salatu wasalam, when they don't possess the nur in their hearts, in their qulub, then what comes out is just words, no effect. Only words will flow from their mouths, but they will have no impact on the qulub, the hearts. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam and his companions, tabi'een, the taba tabi'een, the awliya siddiqeen, the great, great mashayikh, it was that nur in their qulub, in their hearts. When the words came from their blessed mouths, it used to come out in the capsule of nur. We also use words, they also used words, the same words, but our words are empty words. And when they speak, because it is from their hearts, Allahu Akbar, picture a heart filled with an ocean of nur, and those words are coming out from that heart. That nur is going through the ears and into the heart. It is that person's weakness and deficiency if they don't get affected from those waz and bayans, from that nur that is coming out from the qulub. Allahu Akbar. They are not there to impress crowds. They are not there to gain name or fame or to be known as a well-known speaker, orator. They're not there to earn money from this. They're not there so they can have websites, so they can become famous. They only have one intention. Their deep-hearted concern is that we must become obedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and His Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, and get the best of Jannah and Akhirah, and the best of this world. That is all they want. And with their ibadat, their dhikr, their tilawat, with their crying before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, with their deep-hearted sighs in the last part of the night before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the effort they put to establish taqwa in their lives. So then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala fills their qulub, their hearts with His nur. And that is what has an effect. Today we have so many lectures, conferences, conventions, and this and that. Jab nur hi nahi khud seene mein, mimbar pe wo kya barsenge. Allahu Akbar Kabira. When there is no nur present within the qalb, the heart, what will they say? Just words. Just words. Each one of us must think. That ah, that used to even shake the arsh of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. La ilaha illallah. Deep hearted when the person used to say, then the arsh of Allah ta'ala shakes. These deep hearted sighs, crying before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, our expression of complete helplessness before our Creator, our Rabb, our Allah, our pleadings, our begging, it will go above. If the person is sincerely turning towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then he will be on the ground, physically, on the farsh. But his ah is going above the arsh of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah ta'ala is listening to that servant of his. And Allah ta'ala loves the expression of helplessness of his servants. He says, O Allah, I am trying but failing. I can't seem to come out of these evils and vices, these addictions of my life. I make my tawbah and I break my tawbah. But I don't want to be disobedient to my Allah. I want a life of obedience and a life in which there is love for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and His Rasul-e-Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, with your power of jazb, now make me yours. It is in your hands. The person is crying before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is definitely going up. Ye dard mohabbat ke naale kuch rang to apna laayenge. Ye dard mohabbat ke naale kuch rang to apna laayenge. These cryings, these tears with the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they will show their colors. Kuch rang to apna laayenge. They will show their colors. They will bear their fruit. They will bring the desired results. Turn towards Him and see what Allah gives. Why are we losing hope? People ask, will Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive me for what I have done? I just can't seem to get there. The jazbah and feeling of doing anything. So why lose hope? Where are we going to go? To whom are we going to turn towards? Is there anyone else besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Can we survive without Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's help and assistance? Can we live even for a second? We are in need of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala every second, every breath, every moment in our lives. So turn towards Him. There's no other way besides that. Mujhko jeene ka sahara chahiye. Mujhko jeene ka sahara chahiye. Gham tumhara dil hamara chahiye. Gham tumhara dil hamara chahiye. Bahare ulfat ka kinara chahiye. Sar hamara dar tumhara chahiye. O Allah, your love in my heart. Were the shores of the oceans of your love, my head at your door. Sar hamara dar tumhara chahiye. My head at your door. Allah, the fire burning in the qulub, in the hearts of these awliya, attract people like moths who burn in the fire of the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Those hearts will attract the people. Outwardly, there will be nothing so dramatic in their bayans or their speeches or lectures, but there will be something that will bring about a revolution in their hearts, because that person's own heart is lit with the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. First, we have to light up and be that flame. Allah. We want everybody to change. ہم چاہتے ہیں کہ سب بدل جائیں. وی وانٹ ایوری باڈی ٹو چینج دیئر لائفز. بٹ وی آر ناٹ لائٹنگ آر اون ہارٹس آر اون قلوب. دیر از نو لائٹ, دیر از نو فلیم ان آر اون ہارٹس. ہاؤ کین وی لائٹ ادر ہارٹس؟ ہاؤ ڈو وی ایکسپیکٹ پیپل ٹو چینج؟ مے اللہ سبحانہ و تعالی فل آور ہارٹس آور قلوب ود ہز نور. تم لاش کو میری غسل نہ دو, تم لاش کو میری غسل نہ دو, بس خون میں لتڑی رہنے دو. کل خون شہادت میں لتھڑا ہوا یہ جسم انہیں دکھانے دو. That this shaheed says, تم لاش کو میری غسل نہ دو. That don't give غسل and bath to my body because I am a shaheed. So that on the day of judgment, on the day of qiyamah, I can show this body of mine that bears wounds and injuries to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That, oh Allah, look at all these wounds on my body. They were taken for your pleasure. آپ کی رضا کے لیے لیے گئے. How that shaheed in the battlefield who was shot, or a spear threw him, or an arrow was targeted at him, or a sword that struck his neck and he became shaheed. His clothes and his body were now soaked in blood. This person, and especially the youth, the young person in these days of fitna and mischief and corruption, who give priority to clubbing and pornography, the fitna of the cell phone, computers everywhere. So look at the stabbing wounds this person is taking on his heart. It is like shahadat upon shahadat upon shahadat. He is sacrificing these evil desires, these carnal desires. He is allowing that knife to be placed on the neck of these evil desires. He is becoming a manvi, shaheed. That shaheed in the battlefield took one bullet and he is gone. And this young person, in these corrupt days of fitna, in these corrupt times, look at the number of times a day he has to take shahadat. How many wounds must have accumulated on his heart? How much khoon of shahadat must be flowing in the heart of these, of those who are controlling their gazes? How much khoon of shahadat must be flowing for those who control their hearts, their minds, that abstain from all haram? Allahu Akbar. It is not an ordinary thing he is achieving in life by abstaining from all these vices, by protecting his gazes, by protecting his ears, by protecting his tongue. He is living a life of shahadat upon shahadat upon shahadat. That is the shahadat he is referring to. تم لاش کو اپنی غسل نہ دو, بس خون میں یہی لتھڑی رہنے دو. Leave my heart as it is, with all the blood that is flowing there. It is for the love of my Allah and Rasul Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Young friends going clubbing, raving, enjoying life and entertainment, pleasures and everything else. You are not enjoying life. You're not facing nothing but boredom and restlessness. Allahu Akbar. Ala bi dhikrillahi tatma'innu al-qulub. But the person who is enjoying the muhabbat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if only he could open up his heart. Kaash wo apna seena khol sakte the. And show his heart to these people. The true sense of enjoyment they are having. It is not that they are bored or considering it a weight or burden on their shoulders. You can see people in Haram in Makkah doing tawaf midday when the sun is right above them, scorching. The sun is scorching them, but yet there are people doing tawaf. No one forces them. People wake up in the last, the pious people wake up in the last part of the night. No one forces them. It is the muhabbat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that pushes them. That ishq in their heart, that desire, that burning fuel in their heart, that makes them do all these a'mal. Allahu Akbar. Allah give us the himmat, the strength to restrain ourselves, to stay in the company of the pious and the awliya, his friends. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us from all type of fitna. Allah ta'ala protect us from all type of vices and sins. Wa akhiru da'wana anil hamdulillahi rabbil alameen.